We are back. We are back. Well, anyway, we're going to get things rolling. Rolling. And so what's up?
The ball rolling? Should we get the ball rolling?
Get the ball rolling.
Yeah. So, yeah, we were talking about on your show, Boy Neil, and I guess we can bring it over to this one. Sticking pool balls up boys' butts. So we're going to do that, and I think we should do it on the air.
That would be considered a sex show.
Well, we'll turn the camera off.
Your point is?
Oh, I forgot.
Then we'll have to do on our show time.
Remember, this show you can do whatever you want. It's not like...
Well, somebody did ask a couple of weeks ago if, like, actually was the boy from Buffalo.
What was that?
If there's ever any playing, going on.
Well, we don't really... We haven't done that, no. I don't know if that's something that... If we're going to do a demo, I could understand if it's something, different doing a demo. If it's educational, we're not here to do a sex show.
How does the camera look? I mean, I haven't seen really. I mean, I don't think it would probably...
I can... actually, it looks really good. Wow, I'm fucking hot. Ooh, look at me.
Pop Kalen says the camera isn't on.
Oh.
You guys are saying it is.
Try now, Pup Kalen.
I'm waiting to see. I just logged on.
The big green button that says start broadcast.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are on.
Yep.
Well, I just read something, if I can share. That might be a little on the downer side, but the boy are submissive. No,
go,
but
go
a
ahead,
positive.
Go ahead.
I get these on Facebook all the time, and there was another kid, November 27th, 17-year-old, that killed himself for being picked on and bullied constantly. But and in reading through his article, one that really hit me to my heart is something that I actually helped raise money for his family and all. Someone from Buffalo, New York area, just outside of Buffalo, Jeremy Rottemeyer, you remember, Master and Sir, you guys came down to the Candlelight Vigil.
Yep.
I helped organize one downtown Delaware Avenue that ended up, it was just, we did it in like literally five of us within, I'd say about 6 hours, organized one down in Delaware Park and had, or Delaware Circle and had every single news there and we had ministers there and everything. We did it in about 8 hours just via Facebook, and it was amazing to raise attention to bullying and anti-bullying. And this I didn't know, when Jeremy Rottemeyer, who committed suicide, there were several known kids that were bullying him online, and they were so stupid about it, they didn't even know that he had killed himself, and the bullying was continuing after he had killed himself. Then these bullies were so bad that his sister went to a school dance about a week later, and I did hear directly about this. The sister was getting picked on about it.
What was that? Back that up.
That was the sister, Jeremy's sister, went to a school dance after the suicide.
She was saying, wasn't she doing a speech or something?
For something, yes.
She got heckled.
A bunch of the bullies from the jocks and all, which turned out were the jocks, were heckling her about, your brother did us a favor by killing himself. All those fags should just kill themselves, pretty much. Yeah. Well, because of all this, it turns out there was a criminal investigation of those children. The other kids that were picking on him, the several, and they were found that they were doing it. So you know what the result was?
No.
Oh, they got a 5-day suspension from school.
Can you shoot me that?
What a joke. Yeah, it's an end of an article. I'll shoot it to you, sir. You have to go way to the end. It's actually about somebody else who had killed himself, like Joshua David, that I was just reading about. PACHECO, 17-year-old.
All right, just share. I'll share it on Facebook.
I will.
If you guys want to jump on.
I'll actually share it in the
chat room. That's a good idea. Okay.
Put it in there.
Yeah.
And that's a good.
But that's amazing. How could somebody they were found guilty? Yeah, you helped cause this kid to kill himself. We're gonna give you a 5-day suspension. Give me a. I remember I raised my children. They got 5-day suspensions for a lot less things than that because they'd end up home with me and I'd kick their ass about it.
Yeah, but the reason that's all they got is because we're letting them get away with it.
Yes, we are. It's so
and
crazy.
It's and you know what? Nothing
no jail
is,
time was right. Yeah.
And nothing is going to change and happen until it happens to those people who can change the laws, that it happens into their family. Then they're going to fucking wake up
realize. What happened with Jeremy, and since then has changed, we have gotten anti, because I see Pump Kalen asked. One of the things I was a part of is getting some better legislation passed in New York State. I helped get it passed. I was a very small part of it. And we got some laws passed, which was dignity for all students. So now this time, this happened. If this would currently happen now, and it's not that much longer, but it's recently been in place, yeah, they could face jail time, as well as any school administrators that knew it was going on and did not stop it. That's how strong we got the laws. And we just got additional laws passed that give additional penalties when they do it on the Internet, which is our major concern. Was it has to be strong on the Internet because that's where these kids are doing it. They're doing it on Facebook.
And Twitter.
They're doing it on Twitter. They're doing it
on
all the social networks, you know.
No, it's really sad, and it does have to stop. And talking about that's a good leeway. I have a meeting this week with Dean at Woody's, downtown Toronto. We are moving forward on the planning of one of the events anyway will be held in Toronto, hopefully February, March. It's going to be an anti-bullying at Woody's on a Sunday afternoon.
Are we doing it in the afternoon? Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's going to be afternoon, so that way people can be involved and still go home
and then
go to bed at night.
We may do something as well. I'll try to plan either at the Underground or Club Marcello.
What time are they
Buffalo.
Open, though? Are they going to be open in an afternoon?
No, those, honestly, the Underground, yeah, we could probably do a... We could do a Sunday. They do Sunday drag shows,
you know,
at the Underground. Marcella's does not. Club Marcella's is a.
Night.
They're like.
Very late.
They don't open up till 12 o'clock at night. Yeah. I mean, when they do drag shows, they're at 12 o'clock and 2 o'clock in the morning. That's it. And they don't open till 11.
Yeah. And I think, too, with Buffalo, that one will definitely have to be promoted more than the one in Toronto.
Well, Kitty Lambert is on board as well.
Which is
great. And the Imperial Court in Buffalo, as you know, is very strong. They'll help promote it
They'll promote the shit out of it.
Because of my work, many members of the Imperial Court, you know, do the gay bingo, are part of the gay bingo I'm a part of. We'll promote it through gay bingo. They'll help me promote
That'd be great if they do it even once at gay bingo. Fuck.
Yeah, that would be good. And, you know, I mean, one of the reason why I have it, this issue at heart, I was bullied most of my teenage years and through a few of my relationships, and I am amazed and in awe and happy that I am here and able to do something about it, that I actually kind of have, you know, I have a great life, a great relationship, and I have great friends, and I've learned from what's happened to me, and I believe that we all have a responsibility to do something if we see it. Speak maybe after the fact if you're too afraid of. But there are, in groups, there is power, and even as one person, but we can make a difference. And we really have to stop, because innocent children and adults of all types and all. And it's not just people that are gay. It's people that have a green eye and a brown eye and or a different
David Bowie?
Race. Yes. I mean, people, it's 2012 and this shit is still going on. It's non-acceptable. And I'm not, and I have not for quite a few years put up with it. I would rather personally myself do something knowing that at least I've tried and I've helped, then find out the next day that individual or whatever the situation was ended up really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe your path in life has already been planned and it's going to happen. That's my belief. And I personally would rather know that I've tried to do something to change or to help than not to.
But also we can be thankful. Look at some of the things, like look at what's going on in Uganda right now. I mean, you can just, it's like a witch hunt. I mean,
Someone
can just say, you know what, I think he's gay. And they can kill you.
Yeah. Well,
it's chargeable. They're going to arrest you and they can kill you.
And they want to make it.
Is the one got the blowjob the night before.
They want to make it where you can be put to death. It's not there quite yet.
It's heading that direction. So you can be arrested for it still.
Oh, yeah. It's still a legal crime. It is.
It's a chargeable crime. You do jail time for it.
Yeah.
So we can be thankful for something.
Actually, I think we're going to be maybe talking a little bit about that.
Oh, I just saw something that was really hot. I got to share to you on Facebook, Master. Only for you, though. You'll really like it.
Oh, great.
Does that... Okay.
Here we go. Hold on.
Woo!
Oh, we got to share with everybody the new disease, the warning that's out there. Hopefully someone gave some money.
Shit, I know it.
The lung disease.
Did you like that post? Oh, yes. We need to repost that.
Yes. I don't know if everybody got that, but there's a real bad disease going on, and we're trying to fight it. I mean.
Yes.
We have our gay dragon is online. Hi, Joseph. Welcome back.
I just shared a special picture with you on Facebook, sir.
All right.
But where is that
take me to post.
We have to find that.
Holy nice.
Isn't that nice?
That's
hair?
Glitter. Now that's glitter. Fucking glitter.
Yeah, I'll share it. You'll like this, too, because you may be able to do this with...
That's fucking hot. All right, I'm gonna share it. Yeah. Hot. It's a female that has glitter on her boobs, on her tits.
All of it. There's nothing.
That's it.
It's just
you don't
glitter.
See any nipples or anything, but it's just, it's very well, yeah, it's hot.
It's very well done. Actually, I think those aren't glitter. I think those are actually little jewels probably glued to her.
What did she do, like roll her tits in glue and then roll around?
I just put it on Facebook. I just saw it. Oh. Well,
I know.
I'm the only guy here at the table who's kind of computer illiterate. Mm. So now I have like four windows open, so it means I got to figure out how to open another one. Yes, it's challenging to me because usually I end up losing one. So.
Oh, crap.
Anyway, is it the commercial time yet or something?
The soothing sounds of House of MNS.
We'll be back in a few minutes.
Good, clean controversy.